Do you ever feel stuck, like you are living your life on autopilot? Are you ready to shift into high gear and reach the success you so richly deserve? Welcome to the Play Big Movement podcast. I am your host, Sharon Lecter, entrepreneur, business strategist, and best-selling author. Playing big is not about settling for good enough or being comfortable. It is about reaching your highest potential and achieving your greatest success. Join me in my Play Big Movement as I interview top experts in business, money, and entrepreneurship, all ready to serve you and to help you play big, be number one in your field, live your legacy, and create maximum impact. Hello, welcome to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. I'm Sharon Lecter, your host, and today I get to introduce a friend that I've known for a couple of years and very excited to be doing some work with him and his team in the next few weeks. But Charles Bird, thank you so much for joining me.
Sharon, it's a pleasure to be here.
Well, I love your story. We're going to start with that, but my community knows that I am a huge proponent about the power of association, and that is absolutely what you have brought to fruition, and you bring it to many of your clients as well. So I'm excited to share your talents and how you do that. But what I'd like to start with, I know you started your career in Silicon Valley, but I would love to start even before that. Little Charles, talk about how you grew up and how you got to where you are.
Sure. So, this journey to be in a position to help people get in front of more of their ideal clients, leveraging other people's audiences, started way back. So I was born in the United States, but my first memories are living in Canada. I lived in Canada until around the second grade and then moved to California. So I've lived in Southern California, Central California, went to school in England for a year, and then finished my business degree in Northern California, where I've been ever since. So my mom was a nurse. My dad ran the School of Business for La Sierra University and other universities. So professionals brought me up, but no entrepreneurs. So that was a whole separate journey after 15 years in corporate. So not sure how deep you want to get into each section here, but those are kind of the highlights.
Well, one of the things that I think is so important is we're taught to get a paycheck and perform a job and really be more focused on our own journey. But when you get into the world of entrepreneurship and business, you realize that businesses scale and grow through associations and joint ventures with other organizations the most quickly. And it wasn't a very popular subject 10 years ago. And I think people are starting to realize how important it is to have those joint ventures and those opportunities to take what you do and complement somebody else and share it between your two audiences. So tell me a little bit about when you identified that niche, and we talk about successful businesses either solve a problem or serve a need. So talk about your journey to identifying that core thing you wanted to do as a business.
Yeah, perfect. So I spent 15 years in the Silicon Valley as a director at a billion-dollar software company. And to your point, when I was growing up, the message I heard hundreds of times was go to school, get a job. Like at no point did it come up that, hey, you might consider running your own business. So after 15 years of corporate, I left to get a taste of the entrepreneurial freedom I read about in books. That decision, I had this piece of wood made that says, I can, I will, end of story. And so my first product was a low ticket, meaning low cost productivity course. And I was brand new to the online and entrepreneurship space. So I had no email list, no community, basically fresh into the world of entrepreneurship. And I went to my first industry related event, and I walk in small group, like 12 people. And the guy across the table had an email list of 90,000 people, which sounded to my ears at the time, just sounded baffling how someone would do that. And gentleman to the right was putting together all these high level people at events in New York. And so I quickly found, why don't I just go make friends with the people who already have my ideal clients in their audiences? So I started setting up presentations to other people's audiences, delivering a high value training and offering the Deeper Dive course, and started growing my email list, making sales, making a positive impact. So I thought, since this is working, what if I take my IT and systems background to simplify and systematize the entire joint venture process, which I did. And eventually people wondered how I book 2 to 6 joint venture promotions per week for my offers to other people's communities. And I was at a mastermind in Aspen and my phone's blowing up with texts and messenger messages, people knocking on the room door going, how do you line up so many of these deals? So I decided to put together my first high ticket event called Pure JV. And that's the market I've been serving ever since. And the framework to tee these kind of things up. Number one, creating your unique joint venture strategy for your particular product and market. I also help you identify your most profitable partners, communities, stages, referral partners, show you how to connect to those partners through warm channels, so there's no cold outreach. My favorite part, how to guide the conversations to land those deals frequently on the first call. Operationally, how to execute those deals, along with turning each one into 2 or 3 more. I've had 15 clients who've added 1.25 to 32 million in additional revenue, 4 clients on stage with Tony Robbins, one that just got booked on Joe Rogan. So it's basically a system of relationship building with ideal partners to support each other a lot further. So it's complementary to why someone's already following a leader or part of a community, and gives them a way to take that a lot further, leveraging partnerships.
And so, you know, we right now, as we're surviving this market, it's very volatile. Things are going up and down. And so cold advertising is probably not necessarily the most preferred way of finding people, because people are high angst, high level of fear in the market right now. And so I think being able to establish a way to connect with other people that they already know, like, and trust you. And in the essence, through a joint venture, you have kind of instant validation with people's communities. And so talk about the role it can play to help us get through this volatility.
Yeah. So the beauty of consciously building relationships with folks to provide value first and to turn into different kinds of partnerships, I'll lay out a few examples of what those partnership types are. But a key takeaway here is that when you're paying for traffic, it ends up being a risk area for you, because your leads, if that's your only source, aren't diversified. Where through partnerships, each new referral partner, each new stage, each new community you're contributing to diversifies your leads across partners. So you're not, you know, susceptible to an ad account being shut down or something like that. And then you're adding to the overall pool of leads, and you're benefiting from the inherent transference of trust and authority that comes with that. So during these kind of tumultuous times here, I'd love to walk through 4 main joint venture types that people can consider to get them in front of more of their ideal clients. So the first would be presenting to other people's groups or communities. This could be in person, much like when we were recently hanging out in Tampa. You were speaking to hundreds of people in someone else's group. And that's a beautiful example of it, because for one, you're a legend in the niche. And when you're introduced as a legend in the niche, there is an inherent transference of trust and authority that goes with that. So anyone coming up to speak with you afterward, for one, you were the one on the stage. You're clearly the expert, and then you're being endorsed by the host who brought you up, in this case, Matt Andrews. That's the first way to do it. Speaking next would be referrals. So imagine someone doing a service like financial planning. Would you rather see a Facebook ad of a financial planner or have Sharon Lecter go, "This is my guy. He's incredible. You want to work with him." What do you think is going to work better? So there's that built-in transference of trust and authority. So that's the second method, referrals. And I want to point out, most people get referrals because they do good work. But the truth is those referrals are coming in by luck. We want our referrals to come in by design, where they're not just coming from clients, but they're coming from industry peers who are already working with your ideal clients already. We can dig into any of these that you'd like. Next would be broader promotions, like mailing large email lists into something like a virtual training that you're putting on. Or there's social JVs, much like this interview right here. Things like podcasts and interviews and the like, because right now you're kindly hosting me on your platform, which gets me exposure, and it's a benefit to the host too, because they get to bring in cool, new, interesting experts to provide value. So it's another form of joint venture. And I'll point out, in these kind of interview contexts for people like you that have shows, it's a perfect way to vet and land bigger promotional partners all at the same time, because you're relationship building while they're on the show, and there's a ton of rapport built up, and it's perfect for teeing up larger opportunities well beyond the listeners. It's the relationship building with the host, or if you're coming into a show as a guest.
I love that. That's great. And I love that, referrals by design, not by luck. I think that's so true as we continue looking at how to build the, you know, build businesses. As I've shared with my community before, the way I built the talking children's book industry was through licensing, through associations, because we had a new technology and parents didn't know who we were. So we did licensing deals with little companies like Disney, Warner Brothers, Sesame Street. That gave us instant validation and allowed us to scale around the world very quickly because of that trust and that ability to have that brand association. So Charles, tell people how they can find you.
Sure. You can check out my website, which is charlesbyrd.com, B-Y-R-D. And there's more info on how you can grow and scale through partnerships. And I also run a group and an event called Flow. It's all about deep relationship building to create deal flow. We do several events a year. I'm honored that you will be one of our featured guests for the upcoming one in Cabo, June 19 through 21. That website is flowmastermind.us, as in US.
I love that. Check it out, because if you're watching or listening this after this one, there will be another one. So his website, it could be a great reference for future events as well. And Charles, you're going to hang out with me because we're going to do another shorter interview that goes into the private Facebook group. So all of you watching and listening, rewind, listen to again. I love the nuggets that Charles shared. And make sure you have joined the Facebook group, Play Big Movement, because you'll hear more of the story. And so thank you again, Charles, for your time. And if you'll hang out with me, we'll do another recording in a moment. Thanks for being with me.
My pleasure.
And for all of you watching and listening, thank you for participating in this episode of the Play Big Movement podcast. And remember that you are fabulous. You're in the driver's seat. And so the tools and the ideas that we present through this podcast are things that you can take hold of and create the next great step in your business path. So take care. You're fabulous. Have a great day. And until next time, thank you. Thank you for listening to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. Please subscribe to iTunes and leave us a review, as well as join us in other areas of social media. Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn at Sharon Lecter, and for Facebook, author Sharon Lecter. Thank you so much and have a fabulous day.